to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you could say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis,
Krista Curtis,
and John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got a few different subjects that we're going to be talking about. Something that was on my mind was call or text us the stupidest or the craziest thing you've ever seen anybody fired for. That number that you can call or text is 425-686-9552. Krista also brought up a good subject that we can talk about if you want to give us a call. At what age did you realize I probably shouldn't be in the club anymore?
And John's just busy drinking.
John's just drinking.
I never really liked clubs that much.
Yeah, I'm more of a go hang out at the bar guy than I am go to the club, but that's because I can't freaking dance. But
that's because you're too white.
I am too white. Yes, this shit doesn't rub off. I'm about as white as they come. So you can tweet at us live during the show as well. Mine's Jason Curtis 925,
John Curtis 316,
and Krista Curtis 1.
And did you have something? You looked like you were on the verge of saying the most profound statement that was ever going to come out of your mouth.
Look at his face; he lost it already.
Yeah, it's way gone. I just looked like that. I just looked like that a lot, Jason.
Oh, okay. All right, we're
when I look like that, you need to get to me right away. Like just point.
All right, we're going to kick things off tonight with Astro Van and 12 Gauge Promise on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I'm tired of looking at you now.
welcome back to the family meeting. That was Astro Van with 12 Gauge Promise, and you could not have timed that better.
Shit just works out for you, John.
Yeah, just beep right as the song ends. So the weekend just passed by. I actually, for the first time in a long time, I had a pretty kick-ass weekend for
me. Hold on, Jason. We got to let the people know what happened. So during the raid, during the music there, I was up making a cocktail at the fridge. I waited like 2 minutes before.
Yeah,
until
we had about
it.
30 seconds, and then John
and the producer's going.
Big Mike goes 30 seconds.
We got 30 seconds, and I'm still pouring the liquor in the cup, and then I drop the cap, and he's like 17 seconds, 12 seconds, and at 12 seconds I started walking back, and I hit the AC off right at the exact time and just sat down. It just timed perfect.
You're smooth for a big man.
He had a nickel for every time he's heard that.
He'd be negative 5 cents.
I don't know, because we were in a bar one night, and John started doing cartwheels in the bar. Jeez. And he did a cartwheel, and he popped up, and the first thing out of his mouth was, I bet you ain't never seen a 350-pound man do a cartwheel, have you? And nobody argued.
Nope.
It's not something you see on an every day.
John's done cartwheels in bars lots of times.
I figured that's how he got drunk a lot of the time, which is betting guys.
No, he gets drunk with liquor.
Well, yeah.
That's and then the cartwheels come out.
That's okay. So that's how that works.
That's
so,
the natural progression.
So the worst cartwheel story. We used to go bowling every Monday out at out in the hood out there by TCC, and we would buy four pitchers at a time. They were $5 a pitcher for like PBR or some shit. So somebody would go to the bathroom. There was four dudes. Somebody would go to the bathroom and they'd come back with four pitchers, two pitchers in each hand. And this was like, that would happen a couple times a night. So we drank many and many pitchers. And so this was like 1:30 in the morning. I bowled a strike and I went to do a cartwheel and I didn't have the strength for it after all that beer.
After carrying all those pitchers.
And I just went like face first into the aisle, into the lane. And, like it was,
and then he got cut off.
No, I still didn't get cut off. But like half the bowling alley just like heard this.
Did you start the
kerplunk?
Did you bowl that strike? Turn around, everybody go watch this, and then go go to, because that's how that usually happens.
The funniest thing I've ever seen at a bowling alley is when this girl came out of the bathroom and she had the toilet seat cover hanging out of her pants, and so she goes up and she bowls, and nobody that was she was with even told her.
Those are good friends right there.
I was like, that poor girl. I would like to think my friends were better than that. I would like to think it.
That's why I don't use toilet seat covers. Just for that reason.
You just hover? Or?
Yeah, just for that reason. Hell no, man. I shit in Santa cans. I don't give a fuck about a toilet seat cover.
Because of that incident at that bowling alley, I look every time in the mirror and make sure I don't have anything wrong with me before I leave the bathroom.
Once you've shit in more than three Santa cans, you just don't care about toilet seat covers anymore. That's just.
Well, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, of all the things that are going to touch my ass, what's on the seat cover is the least of your worries.
I definitely wipe it, and
yeah,
because there's always piss on the front of the toilet seat where your balls hang because
people don't know how to fucking aim.
Yeah. Pee drops on the floor caused by little dicks and nothing more.
Tell us more nursery rhymes, John.
We got Mother Goose over here.
I think I saw that on a
dirty
it was
mother.
It was like right between like Green Eggs and Ham and Sam I Am.
What child section of a bookstore are you looking in?
It was online.
Not alphabetized, huh?
That's the part you pick up on?
Hey, I know my alphabet.
Okay. So yeah, I was as I was saying, I had a really good weekend. I made my debut as a bass player for my wife's band, Chance Pittenger from the Metal Zone, playing cajon. My wife singing and playing guitar, and I played bass. And I didn't make a complete ass of myself, so right there I'm okay.
Did they keep your bass unplugged the whole time?
No, like I could actually hear it through the monitor, so I knew they had the sound on.
I was I played the violin. Big Mike, as a child, I was a violin player.
I'm not surprised.
And I was fucking terrible. I was so bad.
Also not surprised.
I was so bad that, well, there was kids in my class that played like Beethoven and Mozart, and they were like, and we were prodigies, like the sixth or seventh grade.
Perhaps they practiced, John.
Possibly.
That's usually how that works. Practice Beethoven. Don't practice, suck.
So anyway, I was so bad, we would have these orchestras. Is that what they're called?
Orchestras, yes. See, you don't even know what it was called. No wonder you were no good at the violin.
And I was so bad that I would sit there with the rest of the string section there, and I would hold my my bow like an inch over the strings, so I wasn't even playing. So it just looked like I was playing.
Cause his solos.
You were air guitar.
Yeah.
His solos were horrible.
So it just looked like I was grabbing strings, but I wasn't even playing because I was so bad.
Was that your decision, or did the teacher say, "So here's what you're gonna do"?
That was my decision, but that's not the worst concert mix up that we've had in our family. Krista, on the other hand,
I knew this was gonna come up as soon as you talked about the orchestra.
When she was in the seventh grade, she played the bass drum. Like that big fucker. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And she's like sitting there, kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. And we look at her and we're like, where'd Krista go? She fell off the back of the stage. No bass drum anymore.
Whoa, with that bass drum strapped on?
No, it wasn't strapped on. This is like a 5-6 foot bass drum. It was a big, big thing.
They left me this chair perched on the edge of the stage, and I only had like the exact width of the chair. And I'm clumsy to begin with. I'm perfectly willing to admit that. And so I went to sit in the chair, and I fell down. And this kid that played the saxophone had to crawl under the risers that they were all sitting on and get the mallet so I could play the next song.
I seriously expected her to jump up and go, live from New York!
And all the big people from the school district were there because it was a brand new school, so they were, like, dedicating the school to us or whatever. And so, yeah, it was a big deal. And
they were like, man, we need to put more money into the music section here. This is pathetic.
I was trying to help the school.
This is terrible.
We need to get them wider bleachers.
A good thing there wasn't social media then, or was there? Yeah.
There was not yet then.
There was not, no.
If there had been, I'm sure Jason would have posted it everywhere.
Oh, we told everybody.
We told everybody again.
It was the origins of social media. Everybody we saw on the street, we just walk out. You should have seen what happened earlier.
So I had the best violin too. Like everybody else had like these old school, like, but you'd think those would be the best ones. I didn't even know what the hell I had. I went into class and I had like this big case. I thought it was like a normal violin case, but it was huge, and it was square instead of like
traditional.
Yeah, so like
shapey kind.
When my parents like rented the violin, like they didn't have any other ones at the, like it was a brand new music store or something, and so I got like this brand new violin, and everybody was like, "Oh my god, this thing is so beautiful!" And I was like, "Yeah, it looks like everybody else's. It looks like yours, and yours, yours."
They're like, "But it doesn't sound like ours."
I don't know. Listen to it.
I think it's
this
broken.
This thing's a piece of shit.
I think it's broken.
I need yours. I'll trade
really
you.
Good.
What's wrong with this thing?
Oh, my
I think I'm. I can actually picture John saying that to some kid. Mine's broken. I want yours. And then just taking their shit.
But
John was scrawny in seventh grade. That's true. Couldn't have stolen a violin from a kid in the orchestra.
Well, all the other kids were really scrawny in the orchestra.
But, I mean, it was, John's like, no, I was in orchestra because I was the tough guy orchestra.
He looked like he was roiding out.
I was fucking Andre the Giant in the seventh grade orchestra.
John was like 60 pounds until he was in like ninth grade.
And in the orchestra, everybody was scared of me. So, Krista, we do have something to look forward to, though. Now Jason is playing the bass, and it's just a matter of time before he fucks up way worse than we ever have. I mean, that's just a given.
We've almost got a little band here. I could play the bass drum. Jason could play the bass, and you could rock it with the violin.
Or at least put the bow an inch over the strings.
And we could scare everybody in town away. They think cats are being murdered everywhere.
We'll have to turn that into a fiddle. Did you get John to play the fiddle instead of the violin?
Oh, I could kill a fiddle. I don't know why I think I could kill a fiddle.
I was just wondering if you've ever even thought about trying to fiddle.
I don't know. I saw Johnny Cash do it one time. It looked pretty cool.
Saw that guy do it down at the Waterfront Festival last year. He was pretty good.
I saw the King of All Fiddlers because we saw Charlie Daniels.
Oh, that's right. You did go to that at the fair like forever ago.
There was some guy at the Garth Brooks concert I went to like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he fiddled until his bow had no strings on it. And he was like, meow, and he looked at it and looked like a horse mane. He was like, oh, I'm fucking done. Can't fiddle no more.
My work is complete.
He fiddled the shit out of that thing.
Fiddled the strings right off his bow, huh?
Yeah.
If there had been social media then, that's what it would, there would have been a meme of that guy, and it would have just said, I fiddled the shit out of that.
Oh, if you said, I'm gonna put that in a meme, he'd be like, what are you talking about? 1994 or something, the Garth Brooks tour.
After I got done craning, he fiddled the shit out of that thing.
Speaking of before social media, we went to Las Vegas once. This just reminded me of it when you were saying we ran around telling everybody how I fell off the drum or whatever. So we went up the stratosphere to the Big Shot, and one of our friends looked super scared, like he was holding his heart, like he thought he was going to die. So John bought the picture, and then he went around to everybody in the stratosphere and said, look how scared this guy looks. That's that guy right there.
That was like me tweeting it. That was like before social media.
Anybody
like,
who knows John's not quiet, and everybody in the stratosphere knew that our buddy
I
looked
said, look
that
at him
ridiculous.
Holding his heart like he thinks he's going to die.
Didn't. If I'm not mistaken, that is the same guy that we almost bought the picture on the Jurassic Park ride at Universal Studios.
Same guy.
Yeah, it was so bad that was it that it was one of those two instances where he made us go on the ride again.
That was the Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he made us go on the ride again just so he could take the picture like a thug.
And John
not holding his heart.
And John turned around and looked at him and said, I didn't look like a bitch in the picture. I don't need to write it again.
And that was 2 weeks after I got my gallbladder out. So I was like holding my guts in when we went down it. And I was like, I don't think I should go again.
I actually heard him behind me going,
And this is why we have no friend.
So then now he would be in like one of those vines where it's like thug life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the second one, he was just like, what? Hands in the air. He's like, what? I got this. I ain't scared. I think I might die, but I'm not scared.
He'd be on At Midnight or Thugs or Hugs.
So, my buddy went down camping. What, Krista?
You said so. So yeah, I hope people are taking shots when you say it too, not just me.
You know, we should. Yeah, it's got to be a drinking game because I know I'm bad about.
I even breathed like you too. I was like, so.
My vagina hurts.
That actually.
Keep your vagina to yourself.
So my buddy went camping last week, and I went down. I rode my bike down to Chehalis to meet him. I was just going to go down there for 4 hours or something. I had to work the next day. So when I get there, they've been at Walmart for 15 or 20 minutes already. When I get there, it's me and him and his wife and some other guy's wife that was, like, she's part of the family. So
yeah.
Two women and me and him. And we're just following these women around Walmart. We made four complete laps from the grocery to the baby to the garden back to the grocery. And then we split up in like two groups and we were going the same. And I forgot what it was like to go shopping with a girlfriend. Because it's just like I forgot it. I forgot. We were on the same aisle we've been on four times. And I'm like, what in the fuck do you expect to find different in this goddamn aisle?
Restocked it from the time you were there the first time.
Like, I didn't say it, but in my mind, I was like, this is the same shit that was here 20 minutes ago.
If I have to look at this shit one more time, I'm going to choke somebody.
Don't forget the syrup, John.
Oh, fuck. So we were
came home and told me all about it. This is what I do. I remind him of
things. We were in an aisle looking for syrup, but it was like simple syrup and shit. It wasn't the like pancake syrup. So then we walk around to two aisles over, and there's syrup. And we sit there, and we look at the syrup, and then we turn the fuck around and walked away.
I'm just seeing if it was there.
We didn't even get it. What in the fuck are we here for?
Just wanted to know if Walmart carried simple syrup.
Yeah, like I just totally forgot what it was like, because I used to be conditioned to go shopping with women. Just
it's been too long.
Walk behind them and just don't even... Don't pay attention to what they're looking at because it'll piss you off.
Just nod at the other guys in the aisle because they're doing the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We were in there for 2 hours.
Oh, Jesus Christ. 2 hours in a Walmart. That's enough to...
It's almost as bad as 2 hours in a Winco.
I thought it was like or, I thought I was or. Like one of those old people doing laps in the mall in the morning.
You're a mall walker?
Yeah, because that's all we were doing was fucking laps.
And at that point, you're just wishing Walmart sold guns.
They
do. Down at Chehalis, they probably do.
The worst store to go to is IKEA.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
With a woman.
I was in IKEA one time. I'll never go back. In my life, I'll never be in an IKEA again.
Beck will be like, let's go to IKEA. I'm like, your mom's right next door. you and your mom go to IKEA because I'm not fucking going. I hate that store. I don't even like Swedish meatballs.
Walmart.
I can't even go to the cafeteria and get food.
When I was in Tennessee, Walmart sells liquor there, and they stop selling liquor at 10 o'clock because bums will come in and grab a bottle of liquor and then drink it while they're walking around the store and then just leave empty bottles of liquor around the aisles.
That sounds like a killer drinking game.
So they stop selling. You can't buy liquor past 10, but if you're there at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can buy a shotgun. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
And so I think we just need to stop with the buying shotguns at 3 o'clock in the morning. God only knows where the next story is going to take us. As John was saying, he's looking for a sound effect that says that escalated quickly, because I see this going very badly very quickly. We've got Krista's news coming up. You can email us any questions you've got at thefamilymeeting@nwczradio.com. You can also call us 425-686-9552.
I actually think that's a joke that a comedian does about not being able to buy liquor but buy a gun. Like, I can think of it now, but I actually lived through it. Like, I was there at the Walmart trying to buy liquor, but I couldn't do it. But guns were available.
All right, we're going to get back into the music with the Gossip Choir and Follow the Chemtrails to Your Heart on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Let your eyes run dry, even though you held the grip so tight. Even though you said you'd leave me here, treading in the spill we mixed with fear and drama.
Can we get clean?
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was the Gossip Choir with "I'll Follow the Chemtrails to Your Heart."
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
That almost sounds like a porn.
What?
I'll follow the chemtrails to your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, you change a couple letters in chemtrails. Right there. I got you.
You guys are gross. But and you watch dirty porns.
What, clean? What the fuck is a clean porn? Like Cinemax?
One where you're not following chemtrails anywhere.
There's a porn without chemtrails is not a porn. I've always said that.
I think that's the tagline for the Adult Video Awards.
Okay. Well, on to the news.
That sounded like news to me.
You guys watching porn's not new. Some people keep weapons handy for self-defense, but for one Indiana man, all he keeps is a bowl of pee. When he feels threatened, he pours the pee on people from his second-floor balcony. That happened to a 13-year-old last week when he got in an argument with the 84-year-old man. The kid went home, and police showed up and smelled urine outside, but didn't understand what happened until the kid's mom called police, because he had been assaulted with bodily waste. The article says it's unknown if the urine is human or animal.
I didn't know Jared from Subway was 84 years old. That's some bitch.
Jared and R. Kelly both live in a retirement home now. They teach it how to pick up women's class.
To me, that sounds like some old man just had a 13-year-old at his house and he was dumping pee on him or peeing on him.
I'll pee on you, pee on you.
Well, the strangest
I'll pee
part
on
the,
you, pee on you.
The strangest part of the article was when they said they didn't know if it was human or animal. How would you collect animals' urine?
When, hey, they
I've got well-trained dogs, and they just squat down and pee. I don't think they can pee in a bowl.
They sell animal urine in stores, so you sprinkle it on yourself when you go hunting.
You have to really hate your neighbors to collect a bowl of animal urine that you paid for so that you can dump it on people.
That's true. You're not going to run to the store and just waste it by throwing it at some kid that's walking by.
That would suck. It would be cold. I would rather have warm urine poured on me than hot urine. Or than cold urine.
You easily could have been this 13-year-old kid. I could see people pouring piss on you when you were 13.
The neighbor out back definitely wanted to pee on John once or twice.
He wanted to paddle John's ass. He said so. But you shoot a man out of his trees, he gets a little irritated.
Shouldn't have been picking fucking apples that time.
He shouldn't have been in his tree on his property because I was playing with a BB gun.
On to the next story.
He definitely should have came to my fucking house and told me he's going to pound my ass through my door.
John, when you were that age, you wouldn't open the door anyway.
He made me get the big gun out.
You were even skinnier then than when you were in the orchestra.
Said mom.
Mom wasn't home. I grabbed a rifle. Told him to fucking get off my property.
If mom was home, he wouldn't have been outside playing with the BB gun. Shooting Krista, that man out of his tree.
Krista, I was shooting that man out of his tree from inside the house. Remember, I was staying in the living room.
Yeah, he was like on the edge of the dining room and the living room.
Over my shoulder, out the back door, shooting cans off the...
It was a slider, which I don't know if that's better or worse. It's just
I didn't hit the glass slider, but I hit the old crotchety man in the fucking apple tree.
We sound like super trash right now, because I just wanted to share that with you.
That sounds like a children's book. I shot the old crotchety man out of his apple tree.
What kind of children's book are you reading?
Is it the same
bookstore where John found his nursery rhymes?
I think it was right next to Green Eggs and Ham. You guys talking about us looking trashy. When we were driving to that show on Saturday, it was up in Birch Bay, up on the other side of Bellingham. There was a car. It wasn't up on blocks. They used the wheel. They used the rims to put this car. It was up on rims, like standing sideways. It was the trashiest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And you're right, that's kind of what I picture being on the front yard.
In Montana, I've seen houses with trailers duct taped to the side of them as extensions to their house.
Oh, we saw that up in concrete.
With dead horses laying in the front yard.
That we did not see in concrete.
How bad would a dead horse smell?
I don't know.
Little dead animals smell bad.
I don't know, but if the dead horse wasn't the worst smell on the property... I mean, we saw that house in Vacaville with no door, and just had like a they spray painted on the side of the house that we live here.
Yeah, don't get, we live here. Don't come in.
There was a sheet hanging over the door.
That was a different house. This house just they said we live here, just so people didn't just so they didn't tear it down while they were sleeping or something.
Yeah, because you didn't have to worry about anybody trying to break into that place because there wasn't shit to steal. I mean, they didn't have a door. If you don't have a door, you ain't gonna have nothing else.
I'm guessing at some point in time, someone probably broke into that house or didn't break in because there's no door. They probably came into that. Those people probably woke up and there was food on the counter. I'm guessing that might like
that is the kind of house that somebody breaks into and leaves
shit for them. Like, God, these people,
these people need some dinner.
Like, we took this from the last house, but these motherfuckers need it. Like, we'll get some better shit at the next house.
Speaking of food, that brings me to our next news story.
Like Robin Hood stealing from the house next door and taking it to the.
All they had was fucking green beans and cream corn. We'll leave that for them.
Some adult siblings don't make very good roommates. This story is an example of them. These two men in Pennsylvania got in a big fight because one of them ate 3 Big Macs and didn't leave any of them for his brother. The hungry brother punched the Big Mac eater and then ransacked their house. He knocked over furniture and appliances and threw food around the house. After his meal, brother number 2 was injured in his right eye, left cheek, and had a cut ear. Hopefully, they fed him in jail when he was arrested for assault and harassment.
I wonder if that's how the family refers to him. Hungry brother and Big Mac eater.
They should.
I don't know who wrote that article.
That was their Christian names or something.
That's my summary of it.
Jason, those are Indian names.
Hungry Eater Johnson and Big Mac eater.
It wouldn't be Hungry Eater. It'd be Hungry Little Man and Big Fat Big Mac Eater.
3 Big Macs, though. Seriously, who needs to eat 3 Big Macs?
I've eaten 2 because when they're selling them the 2 Big Macs for 4 bucks or whatever.
Because they sell 2 doesn't mean you need to eat 2.
I've never been a Big Mac fan, but I worked with a guy who bet us he could eat 10 Big Macs in like 20 minutes.
There is not a winner in that competition.
And he fucking he ate 10 Big Macs in like 12 minutes. He still had 8 minutes left. He was like, you want to get some more? I'll double down. Fuck. No.
We ain't going to KFC.
We paid $200 already to eat 10 Big Macs. We weren't going to double down on that shit.
If you see somebody's fat ass fade 10 Big Macs, yeah, you're not going to double down because there's no end to that stomach. The other 10 are going to disappear too.
Yeah, this guy was like, he was like a professional eater. Like, he wasn't fat. Like, he was.
Oh, I hate
he was
those
big
people.
As fuck. He was like probably 6'8" or something. But he put 10 Big Macs down. He was eating them like they were those 2-bite brownies. Like, he was eating them. He was eating like 3 bites per Big Mac. It was.
And there's a lot of bread in that.
If you take a Big Mac, I've seen him do it. This is what he did. He took a Big Mac and he would fucking squish it down with his hands. And it got all the way down to like just a regular burger where he just be like, nap, 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 done. Nap, 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 done. Are you chewing, motherfucker? Man, let me check your cheeks, you fucking gerbil.
I just watched somebody double fist 5 Big Macs.
Well, there's not much meat on a Big Mac. It's
no, there's not.
It's filler.
But yeah, but that all that bread, Jesus, that would fill you up quick, you would think.
I took a bet. I don't know how many pieces of bread I was supposed to eat. But I took a bet on eating so many pieces of bread in a certain amount of time. And that shit gets tough to eat.
Yes.
After it dries your mouth out.
I was going to say, you're joking about
that's why on the hot dog contest, they dip their buns in water.
So I said, fuck it.
Just sounds horrible.
So I probably ate like a half a loaf of bread trying to do this. And then I was like, fuck it. You know what? If we toasted that bread, I could do it. And they said, okay, toast it. So I think I ate like a loaf of bread in like 7 minutes because I was trying to win some money.
It was probably only like $2.
I was going to say.
Yeah, because we were broke back then. I remember what house I was at when I did that.
Is that about the same time you were betting your buddy how many golf balls he could fit in his mouth?
He's a lying son of a bitch. I'm going to feel at least 7 or 8, but he called it quits at 3.
We've had some interesting bets over the years.
We at that house, we were so broke, we called the pizza places, Domino's, Pizza Hut, and Godfather's were in our vicinity. And we'd say, oh, we were in there last Friday, and it was really busy, and you fucked our order up, and the manager said that he would. But we'd done this so many times, we knew who the manager were. Like, it was Ken at Godfather's and Jerry at Pizza. So we knew this. Oh, Jerry said he'd give us a new pizza. So this went on for months where we just got free pizzas all the time. And at least I tipped when I got the free pizza, but the other people in the house fucking didn't. So it all stopped when Pizza Hut was there delivering a pizza, and we were really hungry, so we ordered Domino's also. So Domino's showed up to give us a free pizza. Well, Pizza Hut was there giving us a free pizza. And the drivers were like, hey, man.
Busted.
Hey, did they buy that pizza from you? Well, hell no, they didn't buy them. They never buy this fucking pizza. It's a free pizza every day. Oh, And then they figured it out. And then we never got free pizza again.
And then along came computer records.
You got greedy and stupid. That's what happens.
Goddamn, you should at least wait 30 minutes before you order right. free pizzas from two different pizza places.
You got to wait 40 because you know Domino's is going to be in 30 minutes
probably,
or less.
We probably did that shit on two phones at the same time. Just
Well, now you can watch the little ticker thing from Domino's and see, like, okay, my pizza's almost here. Then you
I'm
call
gonna
Pizza
meet that, Hut. I'm going to meet that son of a bitch at the corner.
It was way before any of that.
All right. You got another news story or?
Oh, if we got time, I got another one.
Yeah, we got time for one more.
Okay, so this happened in Alaska. Hope you took a shot. A man in Alaska got caught harassing the wildlife when he put on a full-size bear costume and went up to approach a grizzly bear and her cubs as they sat alongside a river.
What up, girl?
There was a man nearby who was responsible for counting fish in the river. They actually pay people to do that in Alaska. And he realized it was a man in a bear costume. So he started yelling so the bears would get away because, as most of us know, bears get kind of vicious when they have babies around.
You don't think the mom bear was like, oh, look at this bear. This is such an attractive bear walking around with 2 feet.
The article says nobody said whether the guy was on 2 feet or 4 feet, like actually pretending to be a bear. But the bears did leave before anyone could find out what was wrong with this guy. So he got in his car and left.
If that guy was on 2 feet, there'd be video. Some guy just walking up on 2 feet like, what up, bear?
I was wondering if he was a plushie or a furry.
I mean, does he expect, like, did he really think that he was, like, disguised where the bear wasn't going to fucking know that he was a human dressed in a bear suit?
Like, they got no sense of smell?
Like, if a bear came up to me in a human suit, like, I'd be like, that ain't no fucking human, guaranteed.
If a bear comes up in an Egger suit, you're going to catch on?
If what anybody up, comes up to me in an Egger suit, I know I'd be able to see through
even
that
shit. Even if it's on its hind legs?
Give me some sugar water. I'd be like, I know who the fuck you are. Get away from me.
Look here, cockroach. Yogi. Look here, Yogi. Get the hell out of my face.
He had the head on and everything. He was going, like, he was trying.
Honestly, that game and wildlife guy should have just left it alone, and natural selection would have cleaned that son of a bitch out.
I can't believe that fucking guy, like, abandoned his post. Like, we're paying you to count fish, motherfucker. Don't be trying to save bears. Count the fish.
He's going to have to start over.
You would think that a guy paid to count fish, when he saw bears, his job would get a lot easier.
Well, yeah, because the fish are going to disappear.
You would think that the bears would start eating the fish, and he'd be like, no, well, don't got to count that shit no more.
That's how he counts them. One fish,
two fish, three fish, four. So we're back to the green eggs and ham.
There were a bunch of people there watching the bears, because, you know, when bears, like, congregate anywhere, people stop to watch. But nobody caught this guy
Maybe
to find out if he was mentally stable or anything.
So our mom tried to kill me a bunch of times growing up, and the last time was with some bears. We were coming from Canada into Montana, and we were on this road, and we saw these bears. They're probably like 150 yards away, and she goes, John, let's get closer so we can look at them. So we get out of the van. We're walking across this field toward these bears. I go, Mom, I think we're close enough. Let's just get a little closer. I'm looking back at the van like, okay, I can make it. But I'm gonna kick her knee out when I leave. Like,
I don't have to be faster than everybody. I just got to be faster than you.
Yeah. And I think some guy came up and said, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
I was a park ranger because we were in a national park.
The park ranger came up and said, what the fuck? Those bears will eat you. What are you doing? And we got back in our van. And
when John is the voice of reason, Mom, I don't think we should be doing this. You really need to rethink the situation you're about to get into.
That's the same trip where she sent him around to the back of all the moose. There were like 3 moose standing there, and she wanted to get a good picture. She's like, John, go around to the other side and make him face me.
She did that a couple of times.
Herding moose. I was like 6 feet away from a fucking...
3 moose.
It was like a 10-foot moose. His nuts from his chin were like 8 feet in the air. Like, this thing was huge.
Because she did that to you in Yellowstone, too.
And then she made me get on top of the motorhome and take a picture of this eagle's nest. So I was like, on the motorhome, 15 feet in the air or something. I was so close to the eagle's nest, it didn't like it. So, like, these fucking pterodactyls started dive bombing me. I had to dive off the top of the motorhome because they were going to take me away. Like, I was like I was a little chihuahua and shit. And they were big. I never seen a bird that big. I wanted, like, a harpoon. I can take that thing down.
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, Johnny. All right, we are going to get back into the music with the Atomic Brides and Coconut Grove right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com. Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Atomic Brides with Coconut Grove. And there's nothing better than watching John just chew somebody's ass out for calling him. Because you know what the hell we're doing at 6 o'clock on a... I mean, it's on a website. It says live from 6 to 7, the family meeting.
How did I answer the phone?
Do you know what the fuck I'm doing between 6 and 7 on Tuesday nights? Yes, Grandma, do you know what I'm doing?
What's the phone number, Jason?
425-686-9552. If you want to talk to us, give us a call, or you can text that number and tell us what's on your mind also.
So if you want to know... Oh, go ahead.
But you might get cussed out if you call. Just let you know.
Well, yeah, because we're going live. We will answer the phone live on the air.
We trust Big Mike to do a lot, but not screen our phone calls. So,
I appreciate that.
He doesn't want to talk to anybody that's going to call us.
He's like, anybody that wants to converse with those people?
Let them on.
I don't want any part of that.
So did you want to know how you know you're too old to go to the club?
Yeah.
Some of these things are really obvious. Like you can't tolerate other people. You probably shouldn't be leaving your house.
I couldn't do that at 15.
I was going to say, that's not an age thing. That's just
hated people since I was born.
The feeling's mutual.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with the door staff is number two.
Or authority.
If you have a problem with authority, yes. The club is not the place for you.
If you have a problem with door staff, they're all douchebags.
Yeah. Like, who doesn't have a problem with the door guy?
You've never gone to a club and been like, man, that door guy was so nice. That's just...
Well, you're probably usually drunk when you get to the door, so they're not very nice to you.
I always have to pay them off because we usually get there... Like, the last kind of club I went to was a... Belltown Billiards. It's a pool hall, not even a club, but it's a club after 10 o'clock, whatever.
And their door guy is a douche.
So before 9 o'clock, you can get in wearing shorts and t-shirts and shit. So we got there like 10. No shorts allowed. I go, oh, look, dude, okay, I'm going to give you $20 per person. Tip. Just let us the fuck in. Say we were here at 9:45. No problem, right? So he took the $20 per person, and then he still charged me the fucking money to get in. I figured the tip was the tip, man. That's the get in and the money.
You said tip.
So it cost me like $100 to get in the fucking, and we were there for 10 minutes. This place sucks.
Ain't that a bitch?
Number three is you don't like having plans. That just sounds like you shouldn't be going out anywhere.
That sounds like you aren't going out anywhere because nobody wants to be with your ass if you don't like having plans.
I hate plans.
Number four is
I like spontaneous, but spontaneous will bite you in the ass sometimes.
Especially when you're going to the club.
I used to go see movies spontaneously with my girlfriend all the time. I didn't want to look up what movie's going on. We would just show up, see what was playing, see when it played, fucking go to it. So we went there, and she goes, "Oh, pick what movie you want to see," and we picked this. I want to go see whatever, and we get up to the thing. She's like, "Okay, that's fine." She get up, two for Practical Magic, please. What the fuck just happened? Practical Magic?
She wanted to give you the illusion that you had some kind of say in what you were going to see.
She fucking got me.
Like, John's like, son of a bitch, next time Fandango it is.
And
we got a call, guys.
Put them through. You are live on the family meeting.
Hello.
Oh, this sounds like the little Asian girl that was sitting at the stoplight for 10 minutes today because it was blinking red and she didn't know traffic signals. Is this who that is?
No. No. Wrong little angel.
Little angel.
That literally happened today. A little Asian girl.
Asian. Oh, not yeah. Angel.
No, not angel. Asian. Terrible driving Asian. Stereotypical. And it was perfect.
I was confused because, you know, I am an Asian angel.
By some people's accounts.
Hence, Saint. Get it? Saint Claire, little angel.
Way to put your... Just shout out your whole name.
I was going to say, we don't need to ask who it is now because we know. And so does everybody.
Do you want to tell people your address and social security number while you're here?
And your PIN number for your bank card. That'd be good, too.
Okay. Jesus.
You've had a couple cocktails already.
How deep in the bottle is you?
Is ya? How deep in the bottle is you, Jason?
Jason thinks she's drinking Mad Dog 2020. How deep in the bottle is you?
We are in Tacoma. I wanted to speak the lingo.
Oh, yeah. Like, from your brother who drinks Mad Dog, that should be going over pretty well.
I'm a Mad Dog connoisseur, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Con manure. Hey, Crow said that you're not playing pool tonight.
No, I'm not.
Do you know tonight's last night?
Is this a personal call?
I was going to say, was there a topic you wanted to talk about, or are you just picking up on my brother?
Yeah, this is the topic. He's a dipshit. That's the topic of tonight, why John's the biggest dipshit.
I do what I want when I want.
You don't know me.
You don't own me. I do what I want.
Okay.
So are you going to call this caller back, John?
Yes. This sounds like a conversation that needs to happen
yeah,
off show.
That's a private call. Peace.
Yeah. It is a private call.
Cut that bitch off.
Goodbye. All right. Back to the clubs.
So if loud music offends you, you shouldn't be in the club. If you can't deal with club jargon, you should be in
jargon.
The club. Yeah. Like VIP, queue
That's
jumper.
That's not club jargon. Anybody knows what a fucking VIP is.
If you don't know what that is, you shouldn't be out of the house.
Apparently, oh, bugger off is club jargon now.
Oh, bugger off?
Yeah.
What club are they in? Is that from the four? Like, hey, see, hey, bugger off. Okay, yeah. When was the last time you heard somebody say bugger off? They had to be at least 70.
I think my grandma my grandma told me to bugger off one time when...
If you have a problem with the drink prices, you shouldn't be in the club. If you're too busy for a hangover, I guess then you're too much of a grown-up if you got too much shit going on tomorrow that you can't be hungover.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, I would love to go out drinking, but I'm a little too busy to get drunk and have a hangover.
No, yeah, I'm too... Well, you've heard it before. They just word it differently.
That's true.
I got shit to do tomorrow.
That's true. I'm not going out. I got shit to do tomorrow.
If everything makes you feel old, you don't belong in the club. If you... like to actually feel like you've seen your friends is number 9. Because, you know, when you go to the club, you don't really talk to anyone.
Yeah.
Just like you guys were talking about earlier, how you are more bar people so you can hang out and talk. Friday night work drinks is now how you roll. All so right. If you go out for a quick cocktail.
Yeah. All right. So that's the 10 reasons why you shouldn't be or you are too old to be in the club.
Yeah, or if you believe in this list.
Or if you, yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to get back into the music with Jukebox the Ghost and Hollywood right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
If all the world's a stage, and you're my favorite actress, if all of life's a game, I sure could use the practice. I wouldn't call this a love song. You want me pounding on the church door, singing from the streetlight. Oh, it's the kind of love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood. This is real life. I wanna kiss you in the pouring rain. I say I loved you from the first time I saw you. It's a surefire way to get your heart to break. That's Hollywood, and this is real life. You want Hollywood. If all the world's a stage, and you're my favorite actress, and if all of life's a game, I sure could use the practice. Oh, I wouldn't call this a love song. You want me pounding on the church door, singing from the streetlight. Oh, it's the kind of love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood, and this is real life. I wanna kiss you in the pouring rain. I'll say I loved you from the first time I saw you.
you, it's a surefire way to get your heart to break. That's Hollywood, and this is real life. You want Hollywood, and this is real life. Streetlight. Oh, it's the kind of love that doesn't exist anymore. You want Hollywood, and this is real life. I wanna kiss you in the pouring rain. I say I loved you from the first time I saw you. It's a surefire way to get your heart to break. That's Hollywood, and this is real life. You want Hollywood, and this is real life.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Jukebox the Ghost with Hollywood. So, we've only got a couple seconds here. How can people find out more about you, Johnny?
John Curtis 316 or the local newspaper. Usually has some.
I'm on Twitter at Krista Curtis 1.
And mine is Jason Curtis at 925. We want to thank everybody for listening. Want to thank the caller, even though we cut that bitch off. Want to thank the caller for calling in. Make sure next week that you give us a call.
That's a song. That's why I...
Oh, is that just, what it was?
Yeah, cut that bitch off. I wasn't...
Okay.
I mean, cut that bitch off, but I was...
All right, we're going to close things out tonight with Mackie and Living High right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
Every day is a new day. I'm switching up my styles like a child in a toupee. I live in reality, it's more vivid than Blu-ray. Known for my fiascos, but not as much as Lupe. 8 o'clock and I'm on wake and bake. Gotta get right before my class so I can stay awake. The teacher's talking, but all I'm hearing is 808s. I wanna get home to my zone, man, I hate to wait. My time is up and then I break the gate. The walk home is always longer than I estimate. I'm coming down, getting sober makes me hesitate. So I work it out when I spark. And I shake the weight. Instrumental running through me while I fade away. Gotta call Josh for my half, I got paid today. Don't got a job, not a slob, I was made to play. Buying weed while my dreams on layaway. I'm living high and they don't know why. I found a piece of heaven and it ain't no lie. Stop looking out, start looking inside. Stop looking down, start looking up. I'm living high and they don't know why. I found a piece of heaven and it ain't no lie. Stop looking out, start looking inside. Stop looking down, start looking up. Yeah, I never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. Cause life is just a language, man, and I can speak it fluently. I'm creating everything I know is true to me. So nothing anybody says can break me down or ruin me. Many books influence me, guided by my truancy. Don't call myself a rapper cause all these kids think it's cool to be. But I guess it is, when they asking who are we, I perform later, so stick around and you will see. I rock the stage like an ocean liner, so MacGyver, kinda like a young conniver, but I wish the pay was higher. Secondhand messiah, feed you like I'm Freddie Meyer, wanna give you everything, I'm feeling like a ready buyer. Tell the truth, all your stories are boring as shit, I'm trying to find a way to leave, oops, that's a Freudian slip. Sorry, never said I'd do it nicely, but I'll never sell my soul, cause conformity is pricey. I'm living high and they don't know why, I found a piece of heaven and it ain't no lie. Stop looking out, start looking inside. Stop looking down, start looking up. I'm living high and they don't know why. I found a piece of heaven and it ain't no lie. Stop looking out, start looking inside. Stop looking down, start looking up high. I'm preaching A-Day that you should put the K's away. But how can I convey the way when every show is pay to play? Never check to check, man, I'm living day to day. So when I greet you and I leave you, namaste. Cause living shallow is a fad. I really wouldn't mind being a rap at home dad. All my friends were ecstatic, my acquaintances were mad. Thank you for providing more support than I could ask. I think this famine shit'll pass. I plan to make a living off integrity in class. Don't need nobody telling me how much they need in gas. Or get them to the Greek shoving hair on up my ass. Mackie, I try to be the reliable one. You may disagree, but the flow's undeniable, son. Your way of life doesn't appeal or sound like it's fun, but live how you live, I'll be sure to say hi when it's done. I'm living high and they don't know why. I found a piece of heaven and it ain't no lie. Stop looking out, start looking inside. Stop looking down, start looking up. I'm living high and they don't know why. I found a piece of heaven and it ain't no lie. Stop looking out, start looking inside. Stop looking down, start looking up high.